Last night in the temple room, we were talking about the meaning of Hare in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. One devotee raised the question that what is the meaning of Hare, since Krishna and Rama are well defined, but how should they understand the third word in the mantra? And we had a nice conversation. I'll just summarize it because it's important for our proper chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra and kirtan and japa and getting the results of our chanting. Bhaktivinoda Thakur points out that sambandha gyan, or knowledge of the essentials of devotional practice, of what constitutes a mantra, what the words of the mantra mean, the different approaches to chanting a mantra and the techniques for doing so are important for getting a result. They're not the all in all, but they're certainly an important instrument for doing the right thing and getting the right result. Of course, the mantra, and particularly the Hare Krishna mantra, is the sound vibration or the form of a devata. And because words can have different meanings, therefore mantras consisting of the same words can also represent different devatas. Srila Prabhupada therefore says in Chaitanya Charitamrita that the word Ram can mean Balaram, and it can mean Lord Ramachandra, and it can mean Lord Krishna. In the same way, Hare can also mean O Hari, or it can mean O Hara, in which case it's referring to Srimati Radharani. If a devotee wants to chant Hare Krishna, and seems to be glorifying Lord Krishna, then it should be understood that that is the Ishtadeva that he's or she is approaching, and that is the relationship that one wants to develop, a relationship which is apparently exclusively with Krishna. However, when we see the definition of the Hare Krishna mantra given to us by the Acharyas and by Srila Prabhupada, O Lord, O energy of the Lord, please engage me in your service, we see that Rama and Krishna refer to Lord Krishna, and Hare refers to Srimati Radharani, although in some explanations. Sometimes Hare also refers to Hari, or when it's Srimati Radharani chanting Hare Krishna, then it refers exclusively to Hari or to Krishna, and then it's the three names of Krishna. And why is it that the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chant the Hare Krishna mantra as the means of worshipping their Ishtadeva, Radha, and Krishna? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, Radha, Krishna, Pranavikriti, Aladini, Shakti, Rasmad. He himself is the combined form of Radha and Krishna. He came to give us the means of developing love for Radha and Krishna and serving them eternally in Goloka Vrindavan. From the very practical point of view, and that is from the point of view of a sadhaka and even someone who's practicing regulated devotional service, addressing Lord Krishna through his potency, Hare, Srimati Radharani, is the most effective way of chanting. Because in order to come to the supreme potent, it's always easier to do so when coming through his potency. And there are innumerable references that Srila Prabhupada makes to that. So devotees know that the most effective means of pleasing Krishna is by pleasing the devotee of Krishna, and therefore they never try to go directly to the Lord, but try to go through the Lord's devotees. And what better devotee is there than Srimati Radharani? Furthermore, because the Hare Krishna mantra, even if one views it as being the form of Lord Krishna, but Lord Krishna's form is most holy and perfectly viewed in the context of the potent and the potency. Srila Vyasadeva recommends us to meditate like that on the absolute truth, Param Satyam Dhimahi. Meditate upon Radha and Krishna. Once again, that verse that I cited, Ekatmanav api bhuvi pura deho gitam gitohuto. So, the one has manifested himself in these true transcendental forms. The original absolute truth is most fully appreciated and worshipped when he's worshipped in these dual forms of potent and potency. So when devotees chant Hare Krishna, then they're worshipping Radha and Krishna, they're appealing to Srimati Radharani, they're appealing to Lord Krishna, because this is the path that's been given to us by Srila Prabhupada, our Acharyas, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We got into some further discussion on this topic, but then we went on to how to understand all of these nuances of mantra meditation. And my answer in the discussion that we had on that was that actually for devotees who have a basic understanding of the meaning of the mantras and very much avoid committing offenses to the holy name, by offenseless chanting, the mantra reveals itself, reveals how it should be chanted, reveals the purpose of chanting, reveals the different stages of that chanting and the perfections that are there obtained. But Srila Prabhupada has said on many occasions that even if you don't read books, simply by chanting Hare Krishna, you can achieve the same result, you can acquire the same knowledge which is contained in the Vedic literatures. Of course, that requires offenseless chanting. And if one is chanting offensively, then he needs to take advantage of all of the other aspects of Krishna consciousness in order to bring him to that stage of perfection. Still, aside from the emphasis on this sambandhagyan, which I've spoken about mostly up to now, the other aspect is the actual sadhana, or the chanting of the holy name itself, which being non-different than Krishna, as Krishna's been explained in Bhagavatam, that Riddhyantostayabhadrani vidhunoti sritsatam. When he sees that we're actually really intent on hearing his name, on chanting his name, on understanding him, then he destroys all obstacles to properly understanding him. And the Dami Buddhi Yogam Tam, Jinamam Upayantiti, he gives us the knowledge by which we can come to him. So the real key is both of these things, to have a proper foundational understanding of why we chant Hare Krishna, but at the same time understand that the most important thing in chanting Hare Krishna is to chant attentively, to chant clearly, to be focused. And that starts by being able to sit and hear the holy names of the Lord. Because although it may be three names, Hare, Krishna, and Rama, still those words, Hare, Krishna, and Rama, and ultimately however you view these names to be, whether it's for the sake of becoming a devotee of Krishna or Balaram, or but however you view them, those names in themselves contain all instructions of the Vedas, contain all the conclusions of the Vedas, contain all the Vedas themselves. But if you can't hear the three words constantly, how will you be able to understand and hear all the millions and millions of words that those three words will unfold? So if someone is very, very attentive, if we listen very, very carefully, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, then in due course of time, to the purified heart, all the other things, sarva vedeshu dishte, all the other things that are required and described all throughout the Vedic literatures, from mantra siddhi to attain perfection in mantra, can come also from the mantra itself. And even if you know all these techniques of mantra siddhi, but you don't apply yourself to very careful hearing of the holy name, then it won't come. Then it will simply be a mental affair. And that's the faith that followers of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur have in the holy name, why we don't really need a Siddha Pranali mantra or make some artificial, exoteric effort at invoking our Swarup, because like so many other things, through the stages of devotional service, Swarup will come as a natural consequence of just attentive chanting the holy name, because Harinama eva kevalam, you don't need anything else other than Harinam. Everything will come from Harinam. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's promise, it's the promise of the Acharyas, it's Srila Prabhupada's promise. So, once again, whatever we want to know about chanting, that will be revealed by chanting itself. But it has to have this chanting of quality, and that quality is attentiveness. Hare Krishna.